Raising taxes, trimming public transport, cutting spending on schools and libraries, those are a few of the measures local governments all over the country are considering as they enter a summer brimming with budget woes. Now here's a more unusual solution from Washington Park, Illinois. It's a small town near St. Louis, which has given the use of sin taxes a whole new meaning. Officials there say the town is nearly broke and that the best way to make ends meet is to add a few more strip clubs. NPR's Cheryl Corley has the story.
It's easier to find a strip joint than a hamburger stand in Washington Park. There are 4 gentlemen's establishments, 5 if you count the one the mayor says is operating illegally, and village trustees have approved adult entertainment licenses for 2 more. 5,400 people live in this town, so that will mean 1 legal strip club for every 900 residents of this cash-strapped, tattered community. The music is loud, the lights low at Larry Flint's Hustlers Club, Washington Park's most expansive gentlemen's club. Waitresses rush to fill orders at the bar. It's a typical nightclub, says manager Chad Henry. That's if no one's counting the hustler honeys, the women dancing on the tabletop stages who peel off tiny bikinis and brush their bodies against customers who can look but not touch.
Basically, they put on a stage performance there, up on stage, either 1 or 2 girls at a time, and they basically just dance for the customers. And we have poles that they actually dance on, and they climb and spin around. It's worth seeing. It's worth coming to see one time before you make a judgment.
It's early afternoon, so the crowd who's come to judge is small, mostly men, but a few women who've come with male companions. If they weary of the dances, there's always the brightly lit erotica store in the next room, or the club's small but plushly appointed movie theater, or the peep show area where in small closet-sized rooms, customers can select from 150 X-rated videos. Best to close the eyes or the doors during a tour of the area. Mayor Sherman Sorrell says he's heard little complaint about the adult establishments. He says they've been good citizens. He's given the Hustler Club numerous commendations for contributions it's made to Washington Park during holiday seasons. Another club bought the village a garbage truck when the mayor and village trustees fought over city finances. Going through papers on his desk, the mayor was unapologetic about the town's main industry.
Ever since I've been living here, there's been 4 legal adult entertainment clubs in the village of Washington Park. And I raised my kids up here, and they did well, you know. So they've been out here in this village for 30 years, the adult entertainment clubs. And they legal establishments in the village, and they're not going no place. Unless they do something illegal and we close them down.
Ramshackle houses line many of Washington Park's streets. Debris fills vacant lots. But some folks here say the town is cleaner than it has been in recent years. The mayor says he's been able to buy new police cars, and there are some new houses. But the town's finances are in shambles. There's no city budget, and political infighting is fierce. There are a few mom-and-pop businesses, but without the strip club, says village trustee James Jones, the town would be bankrupt. He says that's why there will soon be 2 more adult clubs.
We don't have a Kmart or a Target or whatever knocking on our door saying we want to locate here in Washington Park. And in the meantime, we have to operate the city. People have to get paid. We need revenue.
Call it the naked truth. The city turns to its tawdry tea strip for support. The topless clubs are lucrative, and its lap dances help keep Washington Park afloat, bringing in tens of thousands of dollars, according to Mayor Sorrell.
When I was a trustee, we were charging $3,000 a year in adult entertainment taxes. We went from $3,000 to $30,000 a year. We raised them $27,000 a year, the 4 clubs. They still got to pay their liquor license. Liquor license fees are $3,000 a year that they pay, and they pay $1 admission per person come through that door. We say head tax. A lot of people don't like to use that word.
The Hustler Club sign is visible from the highway like a beacon luring potential customers. It's a gateway into the town. A few years ago, Washington Park's former police chief operated an adult club at the same location under a different name. His son will operate one of the new clubs. In the parking lot of a fast food chicken joint down the street, Monica Miles stands with her restaurant visor cap slanted to one side. She's angry. She says the residents don't visit the strip clubs and the town doesn't need any more of them.
Because what you're going to build, strip clubs around a little neighborhood with plenty of kids, plenty of schools. Come on now, that ain't nothing going to bring nothing but murders, drugs, and, you know, that's it. And alcohol, that's it.
Miles says she's moving. She lives near Miss Kitty's Saloon, the club that bought the town its garbage truck. Directly across the street from Miss Kitty's is the Econo Motel and the Baptist Bible Church. Down the road, the Washington Park Public Library, the building once home to another adult club. Standing outside his church, Pastor Frank Wagner calls it a terrible situation for the town.
I would consider it as Sodom and Gomorrah. You know, no morals, you know. The people that come from, they're not from this community, most of them St. Louis or, you know, different other places, you know, and it just gives the idea where anybody can just come off the highway and do it what they whatever they want to do, you know, and so it really, it rapes the community.
Kerry Larsella says he understands those concerns. He's executive director of the National Association for Cities. But Larsella says Washington Park is not much different from other small towns facing tough times.
Last year alone, we had 30,000 requests for assistance. And just about every request for assistance involves the need for money. So I can sympathize with that town because I'm sure they're like us and every other city. They're trying to make ends meet. They want to buy proper equipment for their children at the playground. You know, me personally, what I'd like to see another type of industry? Sure. But I'm not a voter in that community.
Village officials say they're working to turn things around, but for now, places like Dolly's Playhouse will remain Washington Park's dominant trade and financial salvation.
There you go. Got two drink minutes. Go up to the bar. Grab some a drink. Have a good time, guys.
Cheryl Corley, NPR News.